Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Sorry, not sorry. That's what some amazing Indian women say when they have the whole world's attention. Okay, maybe they don't say it, they just turn up in saris, because that phrase sounds a little lame even to me now. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Now, we saw some of the world's best minds at work during the Met Gala and Cannes. Okay, even if not the finest minds, the minds with the best connections in high places. That was a pretty action-packed part of the year. For fashion lovers, because there was so much to see. And for meme lovers, because that's just so much material right there. So while half of the world was going gaga over how smart and beautiful some of the world's biggest stars are, the rest of the world was laughing at what they wore. Well, it's always a gamble. Now, it's a very difficult choice to make sometimes as Indians, because we're all about keeping it real and showing the world our desi culture. But at the same time, we're all big suckers for anything popular in the West. So, should you turn up in a sari or in a really smart gown? Forget these stars. It's such a difficult choice, even if it's an office party. And there's no dearth of women who've made the sari a very coveted attire on screen. Whether it was Deepika Padukone, who made women all over the country want to own Kanjivaram saris after her role in Chennai Express. Whether it was the women who made plain old saris really sexy, like Raveena Tandon with that really bright yellow sari in Tip Tip Barsa Pani. Or whether it became the first choice for women who were going to a party because of Mumtaz dancing in one in Brahmachari, or Priyanka Chopra doing those moves in Desi Girl. On screen, there are plenty of songs and scenes where the sari really got all the attention it deserves. But it takes some serious confidence to show up in a sari when nobody else has. And there are plenty of events that have taken place on a global scale where the sari was the center of attention. Let's take a look at some of those. Starting with one of the most recent ones. Kangana Ranaut may not always say the most appropriate things. She might have this knack for controversy and she might love attention, but she gets full points for her confidence game. She walks in and she just owns a space. And even when it comes to her fashion choices, she's been pretty bold all along. First of all, that mop of curly hair. When the entertainment industry was full of people who had shiny, smooth, silky hair all the time, it was quite refreshing to see someone who just went everywhere with that mop of unruly, curly head. So even when she had to make an appearance at Cannes this year, she went and chose a sari and a Kanjivaram one at that. So there they were, the press people on the red carpet, their cameras were ready, and suddenly they were like, oh my God, what is that shiny bright light? Is that a car pulling in? Are those headlights? Is that a floodlight so we can get brighter pictures? No. It was just Kangana Ranaut in a bright golden sari. Okay, jokes apart, that actually was a very elegant and beautifully draped sari, and she wore it with a pair of gloves. Very unique, very fashionable, very Kangana. And she said, and I quote, "The clothes I wear will have drama." Yeah, she just has to make sure the drama is limited to clothes. Aishwarya Rai, man. I've pissed off a lot of people in the past because I don't think she can act very well. It's like she has one personality and she just moves from one movie to the other with the same characteristics. Yeah, haters gonna hate, but I will not deny that she's one of the most beautiful people alive. She got trolled a lot when she put on weight a few years back and I was like, guys, give her a break. It can't have been easy to be in the limelight since she was a teenager. And Aishwarya Rai has been one of the most appropriate people to represent India internationally. Yeah, there are tons of people who've gone international, as they like to call it. But there's always this weird habit of overdoing your desiness to compensate for the fact that you're in a strange country among strange people. But that's not how Aishwarya rolls. She feels at home anywhere. So when she went on Oprah Winfrey's show, remember, this is Oprah freaking Winfrey we're talking about. She went in front of the cameras and she was all like, hey, forget me feeling at home on one of the biggest TV shows across the world. I'm gonna take you home. And in front of the audience and the millions of people who would eventually watch the show, she draped a sari around Oprah Winfrey. What a lady. Obviously, it was a huge PR exercise. We know that. And her PR team was involved in everything. But the confidence with which she carried it off is amazing, man. And rumor has it that there was this big formal event when Oprah came to India. And Oprah dropped into the Bachchan's home before the actual dinner. Aishwarya Rai draped a sari for Oprah again, so she could make a smashing Indian appearance. Not very sure how true this is, but it doesn't seem very unlikely. So there you go. Aishwarya Rai taking the sari to worldwide TV. Her career has also been quite like a sari. Really long, really colourful, and has a way of driving Salman Khan crazy on screen. The French Riviera is a beautiful spot if you're going on holiday. But for a few days a year, it becomes the capital of Instagram. Thanks to the film festival. I mean, Cannes is just a disguise for the fashion fest that it has become. The city has always been popular for being a favorite with rich people. It has the most fancy hotels, the most luxurious resorts. And so obviously, when there was gonna be a film festival and the fanciest lot of the world were coming in, they picked this place. And it became a great sense of pride when Indians began telling the world that, hey, we have amazing movies too. In 1976, when Shabana Azmi and Smita Patil walked the red carpet at Cannes, they made a statement in so many ways. They were so graceful, they were so confident, and they did all of that in saris. They'd been in this movie called Nishant, and Shabana Azmi took us back to a time where she said it was about the film, not the clothes and the glamour that surrounds it. We feel ya. There have been other women since then who worn saris with confidence at Cannes, like Aishwarya Rai, who's done that quite a few times, Sonam Kapoor, who also sported this massive huge nut, which I recently learned is another word for a nose ring. Then there was Vidya Balan this one time, and the amazing Neena Gupta, who turned up in a bright yellow sari this one time. And honestly, it worked because she could be with the queen for all you care, but the only person you'll notice in that picture is Neena Gupta because of her bright yellow sari. So there we are, brilliant, confident Indian women who've taken the sari in every sort of color to the red carpet. Sonam Kapoor has made quite a reputation for herself as a fashionista. I mean, every person needs to have some sort of USP to set themselves apart from the rest of Bollywood, right? Like, Irfan Khan has his acting skills to rely on. Kangana Ranaut has her strong opinions. Salman Khan has his biceps. But yeah, so by the time Sonam Kapoor entered the fraternity, everyone was doing regular celebrity things anyway, dressing up nicely while they did all that. But Sonam Kapoor had a great team who thought, what's the easiest way to give her an image that mostly depends on other people and not her own skills? So they picked fashion. Okay, she's really pretty, Sonam Kapoor is, but she's not the smartest when it comes to speaking in public. So her team probably made the right choice, or she'd be in trouble all the time. She's grabbed quite a few eyeballs with her fashion game. Like at the Filmfare Awards in 2017, she carried a very royal princess look with her flared gown. And at Cannes in 2018, she wore an ensemble that was sort of like a lehenga. And she had just been married, so it looked great with her hands full of mehndi. And she had a nicely braided hairdo to complete the look. So when she decided that it was time for her to experiment with the sari, she did it with the biggest twist possible. Now, saris are considered delicate and elegant, and she stepped out on one that was made of one of the most sturdy fabrics, denim. Yeah, she made denim saris a thing. Okay, when you see the outfit, you know it's not your typical sari. But man, just when the paparazzi's attention was swerving to other people, she stepped out and went, "Look at me, fashion fam." Sonam Kapoor, first of her name, tall, trendy, talkative. For someone who seems to have a foot and mouth disease, she has a great way to distract everyone with her wardrobe. India has always fascinated the West, and we have a connection with some of the biggest artists in the world, like with the Beatles. They were so fascinated with meditation and Indian culture and music. I think they single-handedly turned Rishikesh into a sought-after destination. And now it's become this place for anybody who has Instagram and wants to have a very woke image of themselves. And also with Madonna. She shot to stardom, but she needed something to ground her, to find some meaning in all that fame. She experimented with a lot of religions and with a lot of fitness methods till she found yoga. And a lot of yoga experts in India say it became popular in the USA thanks to her. And of course, you can't forget the time Freddie Mercury spent here near Mumbai while growing up. So the young ones can't be left behind. Dua Lipa has been making music since her early teens, and she's only grown in popularity since then. She decided to come to India on a holiday. She went to a lot of places across the country, including Goa, because how can you come to India and not chill? So when she went to Jaipur, she decided to go to a Ganesh temple. And she had one of the most insane stories for her Instagram post. Because let's face it, we all have that problem where you have a kick-ass picture, but you're like, what should the caption be? Dua Lipa had no problems with that. She told all her followers the story of how some random nice lady outside the temple helped her drape the sari. It's a bright blue one, and all of us Indians love it when the West likes what we do. See, things like this will also have aunties and uncles going, "Look at that foreigner, she's wearing a sari. Why are you running around in shorts?" But that's just brown life. We'll deal with it. Ah, God, we don't have to be kids to fall in love with fairy tales. And we saw one come alive when Prince Harry got married to Meghan Markle. It's such a beautiful story where a divorced half-black American woman who's an actress got married to a prince from one of the most rule-abiding families on the planet. There was this throwback picture that Meghan Markle posted where she was on a trip to London with her friend and she was outside of the palace. And a few years later, here she is. She's an insider now. And along with that, there was this other picture that surfaced from way back, from the time she was in India, a year before she got married to Prince Harry. When she was here as a part of World Vision, the charity, she met young kids from Delhi and Mumbai. And this was one of those events where you do good and not publicize it. But once those pictures came out, they became viral. And you can see she's wearing a sari with a bindi and all that. It made the people she met, especially the kids, really, really happy. And in a nice turn of events, when she did get married to Prince Harry, there were a bunch of women from an NGO in India who were invited to the wedding. And they decided to turn up in saris. What a statement to make. We don't share a great history with Great Britain, but Indians are totally owning it in the present. It's nice how some older trends are coming back in vogue now, like puff sleeves and high-waisted pants. Not that I'm a fashionista, but it seems like every few years, the same things come back in trend, like bell-bottoms did about 10-12 years back, just like they were in trend about 30 years back. But even then, when we look at throwback pictures of ourselves, maybe even from 2009, it makes you cringe so much. The sari is probably the only thing that has remained consistently in fashion across decades. So let's go the whole nine yards every chance we get. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.